Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a stack of records in front of me that'll make up this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. First stop, the stars, but we're taking the stairs. Milestone CD called The Alternative Wes Montgomery, so it's full of takes deemed originally not to have been good enough for release. But I can assure you that every one of these alternate takes is world class. So a great album for Wes Montgomery fans. We've just heard take two of Stairway to the Stars. The chosen take of this song was originally on a Riverside LP called Bags Meets Wes. So, Milt Jackson, bags on vibes, the incomparable Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. Recorded December 61. You really wouldn't know that these were alternate takes, but Wes simply wasn't happy with them, sometimes calling his own solos sloppy. Wish I could be this sloppy. Wes Montgomery, or perhaps Gary Burton, my memory fails me, was the first big American muso I saw live. Can still remember the excitement of going to Ronnie Scott's old place and nursing a lager and lime for 3 hours. Yes, I was cool back then. Ha! Huh. It's vocal time.
Now I'm alone with you. And I am all so blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. For an hour, what more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of memories.
Dinah Washington, real name Ruth Jones. She perfected her singing in church in Chicago, where she also played piano. 3 years with the Lionel Hampton Band secured her reputation as Queen of the Blues, a nickname she hated, claiming she could sing anything, not just the blues. She was indeed feisty, and her moods could change in a moment, as could her husband's. She married 9 times. We've just heard Blue Gardenia, recorded in New York in March 55, with Quincy Jones arranging and directing. This is a stunning lineup: Clark Terry, trumpet; Jimmy Cleveland, trombone; Paul Quinichette, tenor; Cecil Payne, baritone; who else but Wynton Kelly on piano; Barry Galbraith, guitar; Keita Betts, bass; and Jimmy Cobb, drums. Let's come bang up to date. Lisa Hilton, Lisa K. Hilton, K for Christine. She has a degree in art and design and talks of painting and sculpting her compositions. Well, it works. She's a prolific songwriter. We've just heard her compo, Unforgotten, recorded in LA, Jan 2013. We really should play her more often, an extremely talented muso. Larry Grenadier, bass, and Ashit Waits, drums. This next song is called Difficult. Thank you. Paquito de Rivera leading his The Jazz Chamber Trio. De Rivera on clarinet and alto, Mark Summer cello, Alon Yavnai piano. Recorded at the Foundation for Iberian Music. More specifically, at the Graduate Center there at the City University of New York, December 2004. Paquito was born in Cuba. His father was a classical saxophonist and introduced him to jazz via a Benny Goodman LP. That song was difficult, apparently. This next album is called The French Collection. You could list this 1989 recorded album under atmospheric, as it really does catch the flavour of France. It's the brainchild of pianist Fred Hirsch, marrying French classical music and jazz, and it includes all the leading French classical composers, Debussy, Ravel, Satie, and here, Gabriel Fauré, and his Sicilienne, Opus 78. The Fred Hirsch trio is consistent throughout the album, Hirsch piano, Steve Laspina bass and Joey Barron drums, with several guest appearances. In our example, it was our old chum Toots Thielemans on harmonica. He, being Belgium, is as close as we get to France, as this was actually recorded in New York. But hey, who's counting? This album is subtitled Jazz Impressions of French Classics. It's Ellingtonia this week. Johnny Hodges, in fact. ¶¶ Johnny Hodges and His Band is the billing on this Verve LP, recorded in New York, September 55. The album is actually called Creamy, which is one way of describing one of the greatest of all alto players, once called the warmest saxophonist of them all. And on this occasion, he's backed by a subsection of the Ellington Band of the day. Clark Terry again on trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney baritone, Jimmy Hamilton clarinet and tenor, Billy Strayhorn piano, Jimmy Woody bass and Sonny Greer drums. So you simply add Hodges on alto to that lineup, and that's why it sounded so good. Sonny Greer was no longer in the Ellington Band at the time of this recording, and it was to be his last recording with Hodges. This next one could be labelled, "Goodness, I didn't know he sang." I don't think you'll know who it is, but you might think you do.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. The morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning, in the morning. With the morning glories twined around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is early, early in the morning, the morning. Butterflies all flutter up, kiss each little buttercup at dawning, at dawning. And if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. My girly, where the dew is early, early in the morning, the morning. Yeah, the butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning, at dawning. And if I had a land lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Carolina in the Morning, arranged by Ralph Burns and recorded for Columbia Records in New York, Feb 66. The tenor sax solo was Bob Pearson. The LP was issued under two titles, originally The Jazz Swinger and then My Kind of Jolson, as the songs are associated with Al Johnson. Enough waffle. The singer and bandleader was Woody Herman. The LP's subtitle is Woody Sings, The Herd Swings. And yes, he did sound a bit like Dean Martin at times. I know we played George Shearing just last week, then with French hornist Barry Tuckwell. Well, here he is again, this time with bassist Brian Torf.
Here's another one of Brian's wonderful little compositions. He calls this one Blue Island Blues. Those of you who are from Chicago will know that Blue Island is the only tropical section of Chicago. Thank you.
This was recorded live in August 1980 at the Concord Pavilion, Concord, California, and inevitably it's on the Concord label. George Shearing has recorded a number of albums with bassist Brian Torf. That song, Torf's original, Blue Island Blues, shows us a very different side of Shearing, a master pianist but often overlooked in the history books because of the huge success of his quintet in the 50s. There's also a fabulous version of On a Clear Day on this LP. Shearing intros it as, quote, "On a clear day, I still can't see a darn thing," unquote. Oh, if it's Fast and Furious you want.
Thank you.
Yes, one of our fave songs, St. Thomas, by Sonny Rollins, here recorded at the Russian Hill Recording Studio, San Francisco, March 81. The leader on this occasion is guitarist Bruce Foreman, a young man in 81, but very much still a bebopper. Bob Magnuson bass, Scott Morris drums, and Russ Ferranti keyboard. A few guests pop in on other tracks, notably Richie Cole on alto, but St. Thomas chose itself, as it always does. And that leads us straight into Sonny Rollins himself. This prestige LP is called Sonny Rollins Plus 4, although on Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep, it's Sonny Rollins Plus 3, as trumpeter Clifford Brown sits out on this track. So it's just Rollins on tenor, Richie Powell, younger brother of Bud, on piano, George Morrow bass and Max Roach drums. This was recorded in New Jersey by Rudy Van Gelder in March 56. 3 months later, Brownie and Richie were both killed in a car crash when driving through the night from Philadelphia to another gig in Chicago. Jazz was robbed of a huge star in Brownie, 25 years old at the time, and Richie, who was just beginning to attract attention. He was only 24. Denny Zeitlin's next.
Thank you.
That was J.J. Johnson's song Lament, and here it becomes part of a suite called Solo Voyage, recorded at the Double Helix Studio, Kentfield, California, November 2004. And this is dedicated by Denny Zeitlin to his friend Bill Young, a drummer who ran a music production company in Chicago. Bill Young was in hospice care when Denny recorded this for him to aid his, quote, solo voyage. It was recorded on the Wednesday evening, couriered to Chicago by the end of the Thursday, and Bill heard it on the Friday morning before slipping into a coma, before Denny arrived in person. Oddly, we're well into the show and still not been to Paris. Route Enchantée, a song written by the French jazzman Charles Trenet. This is a fascinating Philips LP, recorded in Paris Feb 58, originally titled Paris Session, and when reissued later, Jazz sur Seine. Produced by Raymond Fall, it features three Americans and a Frenchman, with a French mother and an American father, the American father being a dentist and an inventor. Milt Jackson on piano, playing beautifully. As you know, Milt Jackson is really only known for his mastery of the vibes. Barney Willen, tenor, Percy Heath, bass, and Kenny Clute Clark, drums. Switch Jackson back to vibes, bring in pianist John Lewis, au revoir to Barney Willen, and you have the first iteration of the Modern Jazz Quartet, although the MJQ predate this recording by some 6 years. It's our last one. We won't get it all in, sadly, but let's enjoy what we can. I find this totally mesmerising. Keith Jarrett, live at the Village Vanguard, Feb 73. His own compo, De Drums. Jarrett piano, Charlie Hayden bass, Paul Modian drums, Danny Johnson percussion. And we may just catch a bit of Dewey Redman, tenor. I don't like everything Jarrett does. Much can be self-indulgent. But I love this. The LP is called Fort Ewerth. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's selections and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for yet another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.